Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 6, we finished verses 1 through 5. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with chapter 6, verses 6 through 12 today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, here it is, as I'm recording this, August the 1st of 2012. In the last 5 weeks, I may have spent one afternoon recording, and so I've been away from this microphone for quite a while, and it's good to get back here and to start up again. And so I'm glad to have you as our listeners listening in. Today we start in 1 Timothy chapter 6, and we'll begin by looking at verse 6. And we're going to look first, these first five verses that we cover today, assured or an adversary. You're going to be one or the other. And then as we get on into verses 11 and 12, we're going to look at for F Christians. And so I hope that you'll follow along as we go over these verses over these next couple of weeks. And I trust they'll be a special blessing to each of you who are listening in. Now, let me just say a couple things. If you are a shut-in and you have access to the computer or iPhones, I notice we get a lot of what they call iPhone downloads. But if you have the ability to use one of those and you're shut-in, or maybe you're not shut-in but you're out of town, you can't find a good Bible preaching church in the area where you're visiting, then our church services are at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern on Sunday, and 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern on Sunday, then on Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. And you can go to our website and just follow the various promptings that takes you to our live services, and you can follow along, hear the music, and the preaching in the regular church services. Now, they're a little bit different than what you have on the radio. First of all, it's longer than just the few minutes I spend here each day. Plus, you get a lot of our church music, and you hear some other people along the way, evangelists and others who come through and speak. My father, who is 92 years old, preaches once a month and sometimes more if I'm out of town. So we know that you would enjoy hearing him preach. He does such a good job, and we want you to have opportunity to hear this man of God who's preached now for so many years and still preaching right down the line. And then also, if you miss a day's broadcast, go to our website. Now, there's two websites that you can access, www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. Or you can go to our other website that you hear our announcer give each day, www.centralbaptistocala.org. Now, it's through that second website that you can email me personally, and I would really like to hear from you listeners if you're listening by way of the Internet, and just let me know that you're listening. Just say, Brother Andy, I listened to the program today. Yeah, you can say something nice about it. You can say something bad about it, whatever you want to do, but not say anything at all other than say, hey, we listened to it and we're praying for you. Now, I like those people that are praying for me, and we need those prayers. So we do like to hear from you, and you can email us that way, or you can write us at our address. Again, our announcer, Brother Jerry Banks, gives you our address. both our physical address by which to mail us or our website through which you can email us. And we would love to hear from you. And again, our radio broadcast each day is posted on these websites. And if there's a day that you miss, maybe you miss a week, you're out of town and you don't have access. Well, you get back in town, you can get on the web and listen to all the programs that you missed because they're on our website. And if you're on the Central Baptist Ocala website, just click onto the media portion. There's about five different ways that you can get in to see our sermons and get to the point where you would like to be and what, to hear what you would want to hear. So I hope that you will do that and follow us day by day and pray for us. Oh, we want your prayers. Well, I hope you have your good King James Bible ready. We're in 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning with verse 6. And as I like to also encourage you to do, have pencil and paper. It's good to write things down that God gives you. Sometimes there are things I don't say, but God gives them to you. And boy, if you don't write them down, you're liable to forget it. And so let me encourage you to follow along, take notes, and even write down things I may not say that God has given you. And I think that would be great. Now, as we look to 1 Timothy chapter 6, in this chapter, we have seen God's instruction to us as Christians in our relationship with authority. People who rebel are said to be proud, knowing nothing, are perverse, and suppose the gain is godliness. And of course, we know a meek spirit enables a Christian to maintain composure in the face of opposition and to be able to accept adversity without complaint. Promotion without arrogance. Demotion without resentment. These are all things a good meek spirit provides and has eternal good reward. And it also produces a peace which no trouble can disturb and which no prosperity can puff up. Blessed are the meek. And I hope that that's true for you today as well. Now, when one centers their life about self instead of the Lord Jesus Christ, he loses any righteousness and true perspective of living with God's assurances. And they often end up living, although they're saved, as God's adversaries. And they name his precious name, but they end up being God's adversaries. Now, I want you to understand, as a Christian, there's not a doctrine, not a testimony, not a precept which Jesus Christ has laid down, and there's not a promise which he has given, which does not lead to promoting holiness in our life. And that is the very thing where so often we find the battle begins for the Christian. And I hope that that's not a battle that you're losing today. I hope that you're standing strong to the Lord. Now, God, through his word, serves as our authority in all avenues of our life. If we lack faith in his word, to trust him, to live by it, well, we'll often end up in an adversary role against his will, his word, as well as his way. Now, let's first see living in God-given assurance. And we see this in verses 6 through 8. There it says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Having food and raiment, let's be therewith content." Now, boy, I tell you what, that's a thing that's easy to read, but a lot of times it's hard to live. You see, we live in a day when human wisdom, knowledge, and invention are highly exalted, and God's wisdom and knowledge are frequently despised. So it's no wonder this civilization in which you and I live today is deteriorating rapidly. And it's my prayer that God will shine in our hearts and give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, that we might glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which, by the way, are God. Now, if one has no assurance, if he does not trust God's word enough to live by its precepts and obey its commands, then he's going to be a miserable person. He'll end up probably being an adversary, even though they may be saved. It's only through the word of God that we have his assurance. Now, remember, our direction, our life, is to be based on the word of God, the Bible. And keep this in mind with that thought. God doesn't lie, according to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. He doesn't lie. He has never lied. So God's way for our life, then, is seen in verse 6, godliness with contentment. Hey, it is great gain. Now, you remember verse 5 of this chapter says of these perverse religious people that they suppose that gain is godliness. You see, what happens with these people? They may obtain their gain, what they have desired. But it only has temporary satisfaction. And they soon covet more. I know I've told this illustration before, and I believe it's been a time since I've told it, but I can remember as a high school student that the big fad down in Florida, in Bradenton, Florida, where I was living at the time, was a thing called surfer shirt. Now, the surfer shirt was something without a neck on it, but there's a pullover, like a banlon would be a pullover, but not of the banlon material, more of a just a broadcloth material, it seemed like. And it buttoned halfway down the front like a banlon shirt would, but it was a different material. And so there you had that shirt without a collar on it, and it's called a surfer shirt. And we'd wear that shirt, you know, kids want to buy that shirt and wear it around because that was cool. Now, the funny thing about it, though, if 2 years later you were wearing that same surfer shirt, the other kids would have made fun of you, saying, "What's wrong? Did your mother make you wear that shirt today? What did you do bad at the home that your mother made you wear that shirt today? You must have really got punished." And you see, it's so funny because the shirt that we were just so proud to have, that just was going to mean everything to us, suddenly, it's something that we despise. And that's the way the things of the world seem to end up. They do not bring lasting satisfaction, and you end up coveting so much more. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.